No, I'm just going to make a cup of coffee.
This is my decaf coffee with my phony sugar and my phony lightener. You get old, this is what you have to put up with. I'd offer you some of this, but it's really not good. My name is Jack Donahue, and I run a business down here known as Audio Tech Austin. I started this business in my South Boston apartment in 1986. Audio Tech Austin specializes in the repair and service of tube guitar amplifiers and the repair of high-end audio equipment. Why don't we head into the music listening room? There's the couch. Have a seat, and I'll pull up the chair, and I'll be with you in a second. So I was 24, 25 years old. I was making equipment for the likes of the Rolling Stones, Kiss. Then at night, I was going on the Boston scene and I was mixing sound for Boston punk bands. Back then I was still doing special projects for Aerosmith. That was my claim to fame. When we get done with this, I'd love to have you give the amp a listen and tell me what you think of it. Now this is the amp that I built. This is all analog. I'm gonna turn it on. I'll just let this speak for itself. The idea when I built that amplifier was to build an amplifier that I could listen to a benchmark song like Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven or Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon and hear things that I'd never heard before. Hear it clearer and liver, be able to dim the lights down. I joke with my friends about it. I say, well, now my life is complete. I have the perfect amplifier and I have the perfect sound system. But I was a troubled kid and I didn't get along well with my peers. So I was a geeky kid. I was the kind of kid that would follow what we called back then tube jockeys. Tube jockeys were the guys that worked in the radio, TV, repair shops as the service call, the runners. I was going to Boston Latin School. The kids were going to be lawyers or doctors. I had no interest in that at all. I liked rock and roll. I loved listening to the radio, and I love good sound. And that's where that started. And while everybody was studying science, I was sitting there looking out the window at these radio towers at an adjacent parking lot, dreaming about being a DJ, and I was jotting down schematics to Fender amplifiers. And the science teacher was always very upset with me. They suggested that instead of attending science class each day, that I go to the library and study electronics. Anyways, what happened was I mixed a few bands in high school, and then when I got out of high school, I opened up my own shop, and my first customer was Harvard University. I worked 2 days a week at Harvard as a subcontractor, and then I started working in Fender amplifiers. I have amplifiers that Fender amps come in here all the time, 50, 60 years old. They've been through three or four generations. I'm making an amplifier that you can give to your son or your daughter, and they can give to their kid, and it's still going to run. This is my legacy, because I don't have any kids. I don't have any family. This is what I'm leaving behind.